All right. I think I have actually made it live. What a thought. All right, guys. I am Thesia Ellis, and you are listening to or watching This Grandma's Life. This is my podcast that kind of gives me the opportunity to tell you some stories and what's going on my farm, my homestead, what I'm thinking of, what I want to see happen, all the things. And this is episode 4, and I have named it Discouragement. And I won't lie, I've been struggling with a little bit of discouragement here recently. For one thing, keep telling people I was going to go live, and I haven't been able to go live. I have figured out how to get rid of the glare off my glasses, and the setting that I had was told how to do it on, they changed when you update your computer, things change, and that setting no longer appears, and I have not been able to figure out how to update or get rid of the glare on my glasses, so I find that a little bit of discouragement. And I've been having a little bit of a challenge with my pigs and, you know, just different things. But I tell you all that because my quote of the day is, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Eleanor Roosevelt. So am I fearful? I don't think I'm necessarily fearful, but I am struggling with confidence, you know, so, you know, I want to have the strength and courage and confidence and with my experiences. And so that's the reason I chose this quote for the day. And I will tell it to you again. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Eleanor Roosevelt. So I get a little bit of solace from that quote. Okay, let's get started on what's a little bit on my mind. This is part of my discouragement too, because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't take the time to watch a lot of videos anymore. I mean, every once in a while I do, but in general, I don't watch videos, but I listen to a lot of podcasts. And what I'm hearing, some of the people I listen to are kind of doing disparaging remarks of other people's YouTube channels and all that other stuff. They're saying that they're fearmongers. What's going on in the world is and raising they're getting clicks and listeners and viewers and stuff is because they're playing on your fears. And I guess to an extent there are some of them who are doing that, but I, at the same time, I can't help but feel some of them feel so strongly about what they're seeing happening in the world that they are trying to get your attention to open your eyes and doing stuff. So I feel like it's kind of conflicting information. If you can tell me that things are kind of going crappy right now, and they are, think about it. We've got, even just around the world, you've got Russia, Iran, China, Taiwan, Ukraine, Poland. And I don't know if you know this, but recently they said that Canada and the U.S. do have boots on the ground in the Ukraine over this battle. So, you know, and that's just around the world. And here in the United States, the Mississippi River is so far down that they can't even get barges up to get us the food and feed for animals and all that other stuff up the river. So we're having trouble with drought. Government policies that are hurting the economy and everything else in our country, the right versus the left, you know. Are we going towards civil war? There's some people I listen to that are swearing up and down that we are already in the middle of a civil war of a sort. There, think about what's going on in Europe and what is trying to happen here when they can't use their, because they're trying to do green energy and we can't even get fertilizer. You know, between the lack of fertilizer and the droughts that we've had, you know, we're going to have some coming food shortages. I'm sorry, guys. That's just the way it's going to be. And the reason I say it that way is because so many people, you are either in one part of one camp where you think you've got it all under control and everything, and the others of you just don't care. It's not happening to you. You're not hungry yet, so you just don't care. And I have been spending a lot of time thinking about preparing for the next Great Depression. You know, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm not going to put my head in the sand and not say that it's going to happen. In some of the studies that I've done on it, I think I was a little bit astounded to learn that the last Great Depression lasted 10 years. So, and that's what brought me down this homesteading journey in a lot of ways, because 10 years is a long time. How can I feed my family over a 10-year period? If you think about it, okay, if you've got all the freeze-dried food, those buckets and stuff, how long is that going to last? Is your family going to really, I mean, they're going to eat it if they're hungry and stuff, but is it going to last for 10 years? What are you doing to prepare for your family for 10 years? And it may not, you know, I think I've said this before, even only last 5 years, that's a long time, guys, you know, so let's think about it. And then others of you are so wound up with thinking, well, you've got all your guns and ammo stuff. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need it, that you got to get rid of your guns and ammo. We need them for a variety of reasons, but I don't want you to just think that if things, well, basically, like one of them I was listening to, used to listen to, they would say that they're patiently waiting for the coming collapse. Well, what if it doesn't collapse? What if we just continue to limp along the way we've been doing, but still have to deal with the food shortages, still have to deal with gas shortages and all that other stuff? That the economy and everything else does not have to collapse for us to have a few things go wrong. And so the guns and ammo, you're not going to say, hey, I'm just okay. I've got my gun. I'll protect everything that I've got. And my guns, and you can't come take my stuff. Well, you know, if all you got is freeze dried food and you've only got 6 months worth, what are you going to do after the 6 months? So, I don't know. I think what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to be fear monger. I'm not a monger. I'm trying to help you to think of other ways of taking care of your family and taking care of yourselves. And what is it that you think that you can do? Okay. If you think that you can get through whatever's coming up with your buckets of freeze-dried food, if you think that you can get through with your guns and ammo and going to shoot anybody and protect yourselves and stuff, okay, that's fine too. But are you spending the mental energy into finding other ways to make sure that your family's going to be okay? And I've stated this before. The one thing that has stuck in my mind more than anything, and most of us have all heard Jack Spirko and know a lot of his stories. And he just mentioned it even again recently when he was talking about his grandpa. He's finding what those rat traps with the holes drilled in them, because they took these big old rat traps and screwed them to the trees to catch squirrels, because that was what they could eat, you know. And of course they did the gardening and stuff like that too. And he'd asked, well, did it work? He goes, yeah, for a year or two, until there weren't any more squirrels to catch. So I think just that analogy alone has kind of followed me for the last few years to help me think, okay, what are you going to do? You know, how can you take care of yourself? I lament almost every day that I really stink at gardening, but at the same time, I remind myself, I don't like vegetables that much anyway. You know, I mean, there's some things that you need vegetables and stuff for, but I keep trying. We use a lot of tomatoes. If I could grow tomatoes better and put them up, then I'd probably use them. But as far as eating lettuce and all that other stuff, I'm sorry, I'm just not a big vegetable eater. But that is why I'm raising birds and everything. And I keep trying to encourage Tom to go hunting. And, you know, so I just want you to think about what you do. Just like whenever you guys as preppers, you try to see what holes are in your plans, what are holes in your preps. That's the same thing with food too. What are your holes in your preparations to prepare for next Great Depression? And I'm not saying that it's coming up immediately. I'm not saying that's going to happen at all. I'm just saying, especially with the climate of things that are going on now, you need to put the mental energy into it. And if it was, even if these things were not in place, there's nothing to ever say that there would never be a Great Depression. Be ready, be prepared, do what you can to take care of yourself and take care of your families. So do you think that's fear mongering? If what I'm telling you is fear mongering, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But at the same time, why do you think that is fear-mongering? Why do you think that me telling you the truth, telling you how I feel about things, telling you to think of other ways to take care of your family, why would you think that is fear-mongering? And so I have to admit, I've been a little bit discouraged on that because what it is truth fear mongering? And if it is, it makes me feel really bad. I don't want to be I don't want to discourage anyone else. I don't want to discourage other people. So therefore, I feel a little bit discouraged myself because I feel like I don't want you to think that I am trying to fill you with fear. I'm trying to help you to understand what you can do for yourself and take care of your family. So that's the stuff I've been thinking about. You know, I know that was a little harsh, a little bit dark, and a little discouraging, but we can move on from there. Let's go into the next segment, and it's called Farm Happenings. Okay. Oh, you guys know me. You know I've been working on my skirting. You know that it's just a pain in the butt. Well, I think I've got it this time. Tom and I worked on the skirting on Saturday in some outrageous wind, and we got the skirting in, but I think I figured out a system to make it pretty solid. I'm hoping so. I was going to take a picture after we got the skirting up, after even with the wind still whipping around so much. I was going to take a picture with my hair all whipping around and everything standing in front of the skirting that was actually holding in place, but the wind had torn up a few other things, and we had to get back to working on them. One of my chicken tractors, I use a John Suskovich style chicken tractor, and I really like it. But like when we have the wind like we do, I have to put blocks on the legs, and it just shredded the tarp on one of our chicken tractors that I had my pullets in. And so instead of, I don't have that size of tarp, but I have another chicken tractor. So we just kind of pushed the two chicken tractors over the next to each other, caught a bunch of chickens or pullets and put them in the other one, weighted that down. And we did some other stuff to secure the tarp on the other chicken tractor. And so far, so good. The wind has laid down quite a bit. But what the deal is a lot of times when we get this kind of wind, that means some sort of, rain or some other storm was coming through. And sure enough, finally, after, I mean, we got like a quarter of an inch of rain, I think, last week. But in general, we've been like, we're way under on rain. And I haven't checked the rain gauge, but I bet we've got 2 inches of rain just today. I'll check it in the morning and see how much I've got for rain. So I was checking on those chickens, and they stay pretty dry. And poor little Oscar, my boar, his little hut last year or so, I took one of those IBC totes and cut a hole in it for a door and covered it with tarp and zip tied it all there. Well, it's had better day. It's seen better days, and the plastic part of the IBC is starting to crumble, and the tarp on it was shredding all over the place too. So we put another tarp on that IBC tote, well, I was going to say that Oscar was staying dry, but actually, because it's raining, my pigs are out and about and enjoying the weather. Because I tell you what, our ground is hard, hard. And so they haven't been able to get out and enjoy things too much. But yeah, when it was raining, they were out there digging around and enjoying stuff. And looks like I'm going to have to move them pretty quick because now that they can get their nose in there, they're stirring up the mud pretty good. But I got that. I feel better that at least he has a dry place to go to. My three things for the day. Now, y'all know that I'd like to do, if you follow me at all on Facebook or any of the other stuff, and even on MeWe, Nicole Soss from Living Free in Tennessee, she's actually even been writing a book about this. It's called My Three Things. So my three things for the day, and these are things that help you to get forward, move forward in your life. These are things that you, what are the three things that you want to get done today to help you move forward? Well, number one is Zumba, and I love it. And why do you care about Zumba? Well, I have different classes I like to go through at the gym every I go to class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I try to stay home on Tuesday and Thursday to get some more work done around here. But Monday Zumba, love that class, love the instructor. We just have a ball. My only problem with today, I mean, I did go, but I struggled because Thursday I mowed before the rain, and it was dust everywhere, and apparently I inhaled way too much dust and pollen, and my lungs have been hurting since then. So yeah, you can tell that sometimes I get a little shorter breath, which is really weird for me because I don't, you know, I have trouble with asthma occasion, but usually it goes away pretty quick. And this has been 4 days that I've been struggling with not being able to breathe very well. It's getting better, but, you know, sometimes my lungs just hurt. I've always had, when I've had asthma, it's been in my bronchial tubes, but this time it actually went all the way down in my lungs. And so my lungs have been hurting, but I had a good time. And about 3/4 of the way is like, yep, I'm done. My number two thing of the night, my three things is Kinsey, my granddaughter that we're raising, she had an appointment and I got her to that. And number three is this podcast. And I really think I'm live right now and I really think that I'm getting it going. And it says I'm live for 15 minutes. And what's cool is when people finally figure out that when I say I'm going to be live and I'm going to be there, then they will come and join me. But you know what? I understand. Nobody's going to watch me if they don't even think I'm going to be there, but that's okay. But I got the podcast. So I can put a check mark right next to all three of my three things for the day. And that makes me less discouraged. Okay. What I'm reading. Oh my gosh, guys. Okay. This is, we all know Amy Dingman of A Farmer's Kind of Life. And if you don't, check her out. I love this woman. I got to meet her in person at the LFTN. Okay, Living Free in Tennessee at Nicole Sauce's Spring Workshop. And I got to meet her. And I had already bought her other book that she had put out. And it was called The Me You See. And she does psychological thrillers. And she gets into characters. Oh, my goodness, she gets into characters. And like The Me You See was completely characters. Well, this one that just came out is called The Opposite of Gray, and it's got a lot of characters. It's in depth of characters and stuff too. Love her stuff. Now, we all know her as Amy Dingman, but when she does fiction, she goes by Shay Ray Stevens. And so you've got to get this new book of hers called The Opposite of Gray. And I've got a couple of things marked to read. So, and it's kind of cool because I can read these to you, but it doesn't give away anything. So I can read it to you. But one of the things I like is descriptives, or what I call descriptives. When you read something and they describe it, you don't say, oh, well, the sun is yellow or something like that. When they describe something, you go, ooh, that brings it to life. And she does it not only with physical things, but she does it with what's going on in somebody's head. So, okay, here's the first one. The chatter swelled as more cartons were tossed, and Lee knew it was hard to see where she could when she couldn't hear. So she pushed her way through the tangle of kids until she got to the edge of the crowd. It was quieter there. It made her eyes work better. And you think about that when you're a little kid and when it's quieter, your eyes work better. I don't know. I just thought that was pretty cool. And then a few pages later, and for Lily, time slowed down. Shapes and shadows crawled by, writhing like they were stuck in the air. Every breath she sucked in took years, and every exhale was a decade. Here's another one. For someone who normally appeared so confident and happy, so happy-go-lucky at work, this was a completely different side of Cooper. Lily could feel the tension, like something expanding in him, something that poked through his confidence and now it gnawed at his brain. Here's the next one. The stately trees had barely undressed to show their golds and salmons and scarlets. She knew by the end of the month, the trees would sprinkle with those colors like confetti all over the park. Lily had always wondered how massive oaks and maples could lean over the water, but never topple into it. When she was little, she imagined giants standing on the shoreline and throwing spindly toothpick trees like lawn darts at the opposite shore. Where they landed and at what angle was where they grew. So that's from part one of the section of the book. I love her books, guys. You've got to read. This is the one, her new one out, Opposite of Gray, and the one I had read previously was The Me You See. There are some subjects in them that some people might find a little bit disturbing, but I don't know. I love these books anyway. I love how she builds characters and portrays them. Okay. So the story of the day. Oh my gosh, guys, I swear. Okay, so this morning, I knew it was sprinkling a little bit this morning, but the big rain had not arrived yet. And I'm doing chores, getting around, doing stuff. And I come out of the turkey pen and there's Waddles, one of my female pigs. standing there looking at me like, where's breakfast? And I thought, oh my gosh. And apparently the dogs had not figured it out yet because they had not thrown a fit. So I called Tom. He was in the house and I said, hey, need you call the dogs. One of the pigs is out. And just from experience, I know that my dogs are a pain in the butt when it comes to two pigs are getting out. Well, sure enough, before we can get in the house, Beethoven had figured it out. And Beethoven is a real pain in the butt with it because, I don't know, he's always trying to nip at their legs and stuff. And I get really frustrated with him. Candy's usually pretty good, but she had drug up a deer leg that somebody, you know, it is deer season here. And what people do in this section of the country, for some reason, when they're done with their deer, they throw the guts in ditches and legs just whatever they don't want. They just throw in a ditch somewhere. And usually they're apparently somewhere near our place. And she had drug up a deer leg. Well, she was guarding her deer leg and Waddles had decided she wanted it. So they were squaring off and I'm trying to get them all taken care of. Now, why was Waddles out in the first place? Well, one of the chargers for the electric net fencing had gone out several days ago and we've been trying to figure out what's going on with it. And I think we finally figured it out, but I'm gonna have to just get a new charger. There's something with the what is it called? Tom called a printer circuit board, something like that. And so I don't have charge to the girls and they hadn't had a charge for a few days and I should have known and done something different even then. But I thought, okay, well, and the reason I didn't switch out the one for the chickens, cause the one, when I have the electric net fencing for the chickens, it's kind of a weenie charger. It just doesn't have much to it. And I didn't think it would do anything to against the pigs. So I just didn't. Well, that was wrong. But so I thought, okay, I've got to have something because the girls are going to get out if they don't have electric net fencing. So then I went over to where the chickens and the ducks were and unplugged their charger and was taking it. And apparently I forgot to turn it off and my two leads connected and I sent a shock up my right arm and I threw it down. It's like, oh, this is the morning. Cause I was already sprinkling on me and misty. And now I've shocked myself. My pig is out. My dogs are being pains in the butt. That was how my day started today. But I finally got the girls. I got Waddles back in with the girls and got everybody fed. They're all happy again and it's raining and they are definitely happy. Okay, now this is what I call my IPA. This is income producing activity. And guess what? There's another thing I've finally figured it out. If you go down to the description below, I have it this time, guys. This is the link to if you want to get the Fold app and get the Fold card. Now with the Fold card, is a prepaid debit card, and when you use it then you get satoshis, which are just little micro bitcoin pieces. Okay, but basically when you are using this Fold card, when you pay for things with groceries, fuel, most of your bills, whatever, with this prepaid card, you are earning satoshis. Okay, so now, if you go through my link and sign up, I get a little bit too. And like I said, they're just micro things, you know, but go ahead and use the link below and check out the Fold card. I like it. It's actually, and honestly, when I was using at a restaurant the other day, the guy that was ringing me up, he goes, man, this is a sharp looking card. Looks cool. Cause it is, it's like black with a gold little emblem on it. It's just really sharp looking. And so it gave me the opportunity to explain to him what it was and how to do it. So, get your card, use that link below and, start stacking satoshis. Even if you don't believe in that kind of thing, why not? You know, even if you believe in fiat currency and gold and all that other stuff, always think of other ways of doing things, you know? What's it going to hurt? Do something different. So get the Fold card, use the link below, and sign up and get started stacking satoshis, as they say. All right, now I am on the creator of the day. All right, it's Amy Dingman, guys. I'm sorry. I love her books. Like I said, she goes by Shea Ray Stevens with her fiction books. She also does, now she does go by Amy Dingman with her nonfiction books. I have not read them, and I that's because I've got a whole mess of nonfiction books that I still have lined up to read. I have a tendency to read novels faster. But she does, so for her nonfiction, she does the Amy Dingman, and for her fiction, she goes by Shea Ray Stevens. She's also got a YouTube channel called A Farmer's Kind of Life, and she also has a podcast. Now, she had taken a break for over the summer from the podcast, but guys, she is back, and I love her podcast. She fills my ear with smart thoughts, help you to put into perspective what is happening or what you're thinking, what's, you know, just helps you get a perspective that helps that you can go, okay, yeah, I can handle that and move on with your life. So I love her podcast, love having her in my ear whenever she is there. So that is my creator of the day, and I hope you really do hope you can check her out. Okay, guys, now where I can be found is on my Ellis Family Farms YouTube channel. And I gotta have to tell you, there are some changes coming to that. So I can't tell you what they are right now, but there are some changes coming on, and they're actually happening. That's what's kind of cool. I haven't told you before because things weren't happening for me to get it done. But right now you can find me at Ellis Family Farms YouTube channel. I also have a Farm Animal Life YouTube channel, and that's just where I stick a camera in wherever I have an animal and just let the camera sit in there and let the animals do their things. There's no storyline or anything like that. Just a camera in with my animals. On Instagram, I'm at Thesia Ellis. TikTok, I'm at Thesia Ellis. Facebook is Thesia V. Dayhoff Ellis. MeWe is Thesia Ellis. Telegram is Thesia Ellis. And Twitter is Thesia Ellis. We're at Thesia E. I'm trying to figure out how to do all that, but you guys know how to, mainly you can say is some derivative of Thesia, most of them. So that's all I got today. Like I said, I've been a little bit discouraged. It's kind of funny though, because I've been discouraged because I haven't been able to get this podcast going right. And you know, when the pigs get out, you go, oh my gosh, can I do pigs? Am I going to be able to do this? You know, you get discouraged sometimes, but like I said, things are happening. Things are happy. You know, I believe I'm live streaming right now. I still haven't figured out how to get the glare off my glasses, but that's okay. You know, one of the things, now that I finally got the live stream thing figured out, I'm going to try to figure out how to do it where people can listen to me just in the earbuds and get them on all the podcast things. But I'm making progress, guys, so I'm not nearly as discouraged as I was, and I'm so grateful for that. So what are you doing with your dash? I think about that. What are you doing? And you remember the dash. The dash is the date that you were born. I mean, okay, there's a day you were born, and then there's a date that you pass, which you don't know when it is, and then that dash in the middle, your whole life. You know, I'm 60 years old. I've got, my dash is getting longer and longer, and I've had a long life, and I've had a full life. So even if I was to die tomorrow, I think I would be pretty satisfied, but at the same time, I've got a lot of life to live, and I'm still breathing. I'm still getting around, and I'm going to do the most I can with my dash. And I encourage you to, you know, get up off the couch, guys, get up off the recliner, do things that move you, that make you, that encourage you to move towards a life that you really want, and live, guys. Live until you die. Don't be fearful. Don't be scared that the world's going to end, that you're going to have to stay, you know, that you're going to have to protect everything with guns and all that other stuff. Prepare, think things through, and live. God bless, guys. I'll see you next time.